Welcome to the Black African American Race Band Podcast. It's been a few weeks because I had a tragedy in my family. I lost my mother and shortly thereafter lost my stepfather to a tragic car accident. I want to commend the young students. Today's podcast, I want to talk about climate change and the solution that I've been working on. But I want to commend the young people for walking out of school today all over the country and all over the world to let the world know that the world that we are planning to leave for them is one that it will be fraught with climate change issues like extreme flooding, hurricanes, wildfires, and drought. And so they have a right to protest and demand that the leaders today actually do something. Now, the biggest challenge around doing something is what to do. In the U.S., the Democratic Party and Congress controlled proposed a Green New Deal. And the Green New Deal is one where they've set goals to replace fossil fuel power plants and transition the U.S. from a fossil fuel-based economy. And I think that is great. It's in line with the Paris agreements to get us off of fossil-burning fuels. But the problem is no one has a solution as to how to do that. So let me explain who I am and one of the things that I've done. As a challenge, I came up with a solution to try and address the social and economic conditions of Black African Americans in this country. And to fund it, I looked for the biggest problem that didn't have a solution on the planet at the time. And this was around 2010. And that problem in 2010, over 9 years ago, was climate change. And so in order to solve that, I did an analysis of fossil fuel burning power plants and clean power plants. And the one that stuck out to me was hydroelectricity. Now, hydroelectricity power plants was the oldest form of power generation on the planet. It was clean, and it was scalable. The problem with a dam was that no one really wanted them in their backyard. So they're costly, they're environmentally challenging, they take up lots of land, and no one really wants a large hydroelectric dam. But I saw it as an opportunity because hydroelectric dams, the use of water and being able to store water and having it having the height. So I figured out hydroelectric dam requires simply the height and the water. Didn't necessarily need a dam. So I proceeded to design a process to have 70-story buildings that could be built anywhere in the world, downtown, among all of the other largest buildings, where in large cities where the biggest demand for energy was. So the goal is simply to store the water in two large reservoirs and have the same power generating equipment that would be found in a conventional dam inside a 70-story building and simply reuse the water. So in 2010, I filed the U.S. patent, and that patent was granted in 2013. In 2010, I launched a renewable energy company called Allen Hydro Energy Corporation. It was named after my father, the late Dudley Allen of Tutwiler and Vance, Mississippi. So I was proud of doing that. when the patent was issued, I proceeded to try and talk to investors and governments. I actually applied to the Obama administration, which had set aside $30 billion for renewable energy. So I applied for $2 million stimulus grant, and that was denied, and I was very disappointed. And then it was announced that Obama had granted two white guys who started a company called Solyndra Solar, and they were donors to his campaign, that he had granted them a $535 million grant out of the stimulus money. And their proposal was just to build solar panels. Nothing magic about building solar panels, but nevertheless, he gave them $535 million, and a Black African American who had a power plant idea couldn't get $2 million. But that's politics for you. 1 year later, Solyndra Solar filed bankruptcy, and it was exposed that Obama had engaged in pay-to-play with Solyndra Solar's founders who had contributed to his campaign. So, moving on, I proceeded to try and pursue venture capital, to talk to investors, and found it very difficult. People were not interested because I wasn't an engineer. They questioned whether I knew what I was talking about. So I decided to return to school to earn an electronic engineering degree with a focus on renewable energy through DeVry University. Well, that was challenging because I've got a couple degrees in social work, so I had to retune my brain and my thinking around engineering. But I knew I was engaged in the process. So over the past, I say, 5 or 6 years, I've continued to talk to Democratic and Republican parties, governors, you name it, news media, major news media, Black news media. None of them would have a conversation with me about the solution that I had a U.S. patent about. And I found that kind of strange, that climate change was the biggest issue on the planet, but not any of the Democrats, not Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Jim Clyburn, or any of the leading organizations focused on climate change would even have a conversation with me about this. And today I heard Karen Switzer, editor-at-large for Recode, say that the person who can solve climate change would become the world's first trillionaire. And it dawned on me that the people I've been trying to talk to, from news media to white and Black politicians, were not necessarily interested in a Black man being that person. So I have had issues with the Ohio Department of Commerce, who forced me to stop trying to raise money. No legitimate reason. Their SEC division. But that's white supremacy for you. And when you don't have the funds or the resources to fight them, you simply cease and desist as you are required to do. But climate change is still a problem. So what I wanted to say in this podcast is that all of the young people and all of the people who are serious about climate change, my technology company, my renewable energy company, Allen Hydro Energy Corporation, has a solution. And that solution is a 70-story power plant that is portable, scalable, meets all of the requirements for a solution to climate change for every country that signed on to the Paris Climate Accords, that treaty that was helped brokered by the Obama administration and the U.S. And many world leaders. The challenge is, those countries are not going to stop burning fossil fuel to generate power unless there's something comparable to replace it with. And I believe Allen Hydro Energy power plants can do that. Each power plant is estimated to cost $800 million. That is less than the $1.2 billion to build a new coal-fired power plant. So from an economic standpoint, it's a wonderful comparison where there's a savings. And my business strategy is to sell electricity for a flat fee like cable that does not go up or down during the summer or winter months when there's cold and when there's heat. So consumers will have a massive reduction in terms of their energy bill because they can lock it in based on their average use and not have to worry about it. Industrial plants as well as large buildings downtown would also utilize energy from this process. So I believe it is a winner. And so to all of the young folks who are concerned about climate change, please visit my website. It's www.ahecenerg.com. That's www.ahecenerg.com. Heck energy without the Y on energy. So because you need to be able to talk about a solution that replaces fossil fuel burning power plants, because countries are not interested in just stop burning fossil fuel because it affects their economy. So I believe this technology has the ability to do just that. So protests are great, but my focus is to create solutions to problems like climate change. I have also pitched a large vehicle-sized drone technology called Rainmaker to California Governor and Cal Fire that would extinguish wildfires by creating an effect of rain. And they don't seem to be interested in it, despite spending $8-9 billion a year and more people losing their lives and properties. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, ran on a platform of being able to use innovation and technology to help solve problems. But Gavin Newsom and his administration doesn't seem to be open to innovative ideas. Or maybe it's just innovative ideas from a Black African-American entrepreneur, inventor like myself. So the challenge is to solve problems using innovative ideas, no matter where they come from. Good ideas are good ideas. And I will keep pushing forward to try and make a difference. I believe that there is a way to reduce the power of hurricanes. I also believe that there is a way to mitigate flood and control flood water damage to prevent flooding in key buildings as well as key communities. So there are solutions that I'm working on to mitigate climate change, but I think the power plant is the one that can allow us to meet our goals. In addition, Allen Hydro Energy Corporation power plants will be manufactured in buildings. So the goal is to rapidly create hundreds of thousands of jobs all over this country and all over this world where these buildings are being manufactured and then constructed and operated by my company, Allen Hydro Energy Corporation. And I believe that we can do it. I think I have a plan to do it. And I'm hoping that young people and other people begin to talk to politicians about this solution. So thank you for listening to my podcast. And I will definitely be back next week with another podcast. Have a good day. Take care. Welcome to another episode of the Black African American Race Man podcast. Today I want to talk about how racism can cause billions in dollars in
even lives when those in power choose to ignore ideas just because they come from a Black African-American person, entrepreneur, inventor. So this is critical. Right now, currently, it is October 28th, 2019, as I'm recording this, and California has some of the largest wildfires on record. Over the past 10 years, I have developed a proposal for a new type of wildfire drone that could suppress and extinguish wildfires. And I have proposed this, or at least tried to propose this, to California Governor Jerry Brown and current Governor Gavin Newsom. Each year, wildfires have grown, and it went from a few hundred million dollars in terms of the cost to around $2 billion. Then it jumped to $8 billion and $9 billion. Respectively, during Jerry Brown's tenure as governor. All while they're ignoring a $10 million proposal to build 6 to 8 vehicle-sized quadcopter drones that would carry a water and cornstarch solution and be able to use technology to target wildfires and create a line by control releasing the water, creating the effect of rain. Rain is the one thing that most people pray for during a wildfire. So in my thinking as an inventor, I believe that you don't just have to pray for rain, which is basically water coming from above. You can create the effect of rain to suppress and extinguish wildfires. So over the past, 8 to 10 years, I have constantly been using social media. I submitted a formal proposal again, to Jerry, to Governor Gavin Newsom's administration through Cal Fire to I believe a Black African American gentleman who's the person in charge, Mr. Brown, I believe is his name, back in April, and I followed up in June. They said they hadn't made a decision, but in April they said it would at least take 6 weeks to make a decision as to whether to fund my proposal called Rainmaker. So it is now October, and I believe last month I followed up with them, and he said they were not interested in the Rainmaker proposal, and that they had sent me a letter to that effect, which I never received the letter. So I asked him to, if he could either email or mail me the letter so I would have it in writing, and he has not done that. But currently, California is experiencing wildfires. I want to say I also reached out to PG&E because they were shutting off power to millions of people for fear of their power lines creating a spark that would start a wildfire. So I proposed to them that Rainmaker as a technology could saturate their power lines, the grass and trees underneath them, and be used to extinguish any wildfires that their power lines started. Haven't heard anything from PNG on the news. They talk about shutting off more power to people in communities. And I think this is just piss poor leadership. I know they're in bankruptcy now, so they may not care what happens to the people. But my biggest challenge is with Governor Gavin Newsom, because he came into office saying that he was going to be open to innovative ideas and technology to help solve some of California's biggest problems. And that is not the case. So I believe that this technology can save lives. And so my strategy has been to share information with the news media, starting with all of the national news programming and companies like CNN and Fox and PBS and ABC, NBC, CBS, Al Jazeera, you name the news company, newspapers like the LA Times, New York Times, Chicago Times, even free thinkers like Bill Maher and some of the other hosts on some of the programs. I've also contacted Nancy Pelosi. Administration tried to share information with her. Maxine Waters, who are both from California and should be concerned about the what happens to their constituents out there. And it seems that no one will respond to my offer to help. My concern is that because I am a Black African-American inventor, that there is a willingness to ignore ideas that could save lives and property. And as long as the community doesn't know that these this technology exists, then they don't have any responsibility. They can sit back and say, well, there's no way, you know, we are using firefighters, we are fighting wildfires the conventional way, which is not being successful in terms of when you look at the amount of property damage, the loss, the losses due to power outages. There is a better way. And even if what I'm proposing fails, when you look at the cost of doing things the same way, it is it's just it's sad. Also, I did reach out last year to the California Insurance Commissioner because I felt maybe insurance companies were having lots of losses and they would be interested in a technology that could protect their properties or the properties of the people that they represented, and insurance companies. But I got a response from the commissioner that they were not interested in this kind of technology. He's a white commissioner. My concern still is that racism gets in the way, and that there are people in these elected positions, both Black and white, who have what I call a disease that prevents them from entertaining any solutions created by Black African Americans that could save lives just because it's coming from someone who's a Black African American. And that is sad to say in the 21st century. A bank released a report that talked about how white venture capital companies were leaving $3 to $4 trillion on the table because they refused to invest in minority and women-owned startups. So apparently, money is not the major motivator for them if it has to do with race agenda. So we've got to figure. My apologies for that. We've got to figure out how to get solutions directly to people. The people who are losing these their properties, their businesses, should be fairly upset with the governor and the previous governor, because the lives that were lost didn't have to be lost. The property that was destroyed didn't have to be destroyed. I believe that Rainmaker, these drones, can produce the effect of rain and suppress and extinguish wildfires. It's common sense. The technology exists to do it, but you have the lack of leadership with the moral courage to try something that will save the lives of people they represent. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. Maxine Waters is in a leadership position in the House. Governor Gavin Newsom, and before him, Governor Jerry Brown. Now, these are all Democrats. These are all Democrats. But when it comes to Black African Americans getting access to resources, they operate sometimes just like the Republican Party. And so the challenge is, solutions shouldn't be neither black or white. If they can solve a problem, if they can save lives, then why not invest in those kind of technologies? Especially if what you're doing is not working. And clearly, if you're spending $8, $9 billion, $10 billion a year or more, and more properties are being lost, lives are being lost, then that simply demonstrates that it's not working. So that borders on literally neglect. And so my name is Charles E. Campbell. I am an inventor. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an innovator. I love trying to solve problems. If there are folks who are interested, share this podcast with folks, especially in leadership like Nancy Pelosi, like Governor Gavin Newsom, like Maxine Waters, like your newspapers and television shows, because this technology should be invested in, and it should be operational to prevent more destruction in this country. My phone number is 614-668-0327. That's 614-668-0327. And if there are people out there interested in investing in this technology, I can guarantee that it will work, and it will be one of the greatest investments that you will ever be able to make, in terms of the return that you'll get back, because climate change is causing hotter and hotter climates, drier and drier climates, leading to more and more wildfires. And these wildfires are not going to just put them out, just extinguish themselves, unless they burn out and there's nothing else to burn. So if you're interested, you have my phone number, reach out to me. If you know someone who is in a position to help save lives and property, that would take a look at this technology, share this podcast, pass my phone number on to them, because racism should not be allowed to stop progress.